Hello again, Michael Connor. Another GeezerCast for you. This is a nice April, end of April, beginning of May, rainy day here at the farm. And this year has been weird because spring came a month early. So everything is up. The birds are all here. The plants are all up. And usually this is just the beginning. And so it's nice to have some rain. We had basically a month of hot weather. So for those of you, my unborn grandchildren, I can't imagine what the climate's going to be like when you guys are around. I hope it's not as bad as it seems like it's going to be, because it's behaving more like St. Louis around here right now instead of Wisconsin. But I don't know. It's a great week. The press club has an annual deal where the president comes and they roast the president and he roasts them, and it's all good fun. But this particular time, a guy named Steve Colbert came, and I think he hit a little too close to home. Usually the president takes it with pretty good spirit, but Stephen really nailed him, really nailed the administration. And so I think we've all been enjoying that. It's been a great week. Anyway, I thought this time I'd talk about something that Marcy and I do. We walk every day, twice a day, almost without fail. Although in this rainy weekend, sometimes we sort of goof off, and instead of doing a walk outside, we'll get on some exercise machines. We've acquired quite a gaggle of exercise machines for free over the years because people buy them and they get tired of them and they put them out on their curb. And so we've collected a little gaggle of them down in the basement here at the farm, and we use them when the weather's really bad. So yesterday we did a little on that. But most of the time, twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon, we take a walk. And because I'm sort of an Asperger's type guy, we tend to walk exactly the same route every day, day in, day out, year in, year out. And it's because I hate changes, you know. I don't like changes. But it's about 2.5 miles each time. We do it in town when we're there, and we do it here at the farm. And we have 3 or 4 different routes that sort of get used. But in any given place, in any given time of day, it's always the same walk. It takes about 45 minutes. And it's just, you know, it's hugely helpful. I used to have tremendous chronic backaches and would get into all sorts of trouble with my back. And since we've been walking, we've been doing this for about 5 or 6 years. I got no back trouble. I've lost a bunch of weight. It's a great way for Marcy and me to sort of stay in touch with each other. When the kids were around and we needed to talk about stuff, we'd talk about it on the walk. The kids are all grown up now, so we don't do that so much. But, you know, we talk about the events of the day and all that kind of stuff. And so it's about 1.5 hours a day of hanging out together that sort of keeps us focused on what's important for us. And one of the reasons I thought I'd talk about that is because I came across an article that talked about the effectiveness of various therapies for depression and other sorts of sort of current day malaise. And the interesting conclusion of this particular study, which you have to always take with a grain of salt these days because studies seem to come out that contradict each other all the time, but I tend to like the ones that I agree with. And this one said that basically the psychoactive drugs were just about as effective as daily moderate exercise in terms of keeping your spirits up and keeping you energized and so on. And I tend to agree. I know that when I don't take the walks, especially for a couple of days, like I was you know, when I've been traveling a little more than normal with the corp.com thing, and I get out of the habit of doing the walks when I'm traveling, and it makes me grumpy. And it's nice to get back to it when I do. Anyway, it's a, you know, it's sort of a cheap way to avoid sort of the, or not so much avoid, but offset the pressures of daily life. I know that my spirits have been pretty good for the last 5 or 6 years, ever since we've been doing this. I mean, even when I cut my dang finger off, you know, I wasn't so good, but I got through that pretty well, and I think a lot of that's because of the walking and sort of being in a little bit better physical shape, but also just the moderate exercise and getting out and about. So that's why we do it. I mean, it's fun, too, but on the 30 below days when it's really windy, it's not that much fun, but we do it anyway. Come back and sort of brag about how we went out and nobody else is out there. So that's a big part of our life anyway. So I thought I'd just mention that to you, my unborn grandchildren, that if you're feeling a little blue and can't afford good psychoactive drugs, you might try taking a walk. Every day, twice a day is better. The other thing I wanted to talk about is that I met at one of these conferences, and I'm going to be very oblique and vague about this, but I met a real live bully, and I poked him in the eye, as I tend to do with bullies. I think he was pretty surprised, but, you know, I was a kid that was a sort of a nerd and a geek when I was growing up, and people tried to bully me, and I had a tendency to do the same thing to them that I did to this guy, which is I tend to call in an airstrike on him. I just can't stand bullies. I especially can't stand bullies that are, in the case of this character, sort of using other people's resources to do his bullying with. And so I got him back. I wrote the company and said, you know, your company has something that would be really useful to me, and it might even turn out to be a whole lot of money, but there is absolutely no way that I will do business with your company as long as this guy is in command. And, you know, I got a sort of electric response and wrote a couple more emails. Talk to the CEO, talk to the guy in question, blah, blah, blah. I made it pretty clear that I'm not moving. I don't care. I hate bullies. I hate them. Don't be a bully. If you want to be a bully around me, look out. I get completely irrational about them. We had a similar deal with the principal of the high school last year that the kids were in. And she was a truly spectacular bully. She was one of those people, I think the phrase is something like suck up, shit down, or something like that. She was great at sort of managing upwards, and so everybody, all the big kids, the school board and the head of the superintendent of schools, they all thought she was great. And everybody underneath her, the teachers and the students and the parents, knew that she was just an evil force in that school. And I kind of went to war on that one too. And again, it turned out fine. She was removed. I imagine this guy is going to be removed pretty soon. He's sort of screwing up by the numbers, and I'm not the only person who's sort of barked about him. But I hope that my little contribution will hasten his exit, or at least change his job title to something a little less heavy duty. So there you go, a little rant about walking and a little rant about bullies. And I think that's it for this Geezer Cast. I got to go downstairs. I'm working on couches for the house in town. We bought couches just a few years ago, and the trouble is that the fabric just was terrible fabric, and so we got to replace them really soon. So I'm building some. And today's project is to cut little slots and get the back put together. So that's my plan. That's what I'm going to go do. And I hope you enjoyed this one. I'll see you the next time.